The GOP holds a one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and that's something Roger Sherman wants to change in November.
Our mission is pretty straightforward and transparent. We have one and only aim, and that's to defeat anti-equity legislators.
Sherman is with Fight Back Colorado. The group formed after the legislative session ended in May and has raised nearly $120,000. Their plan is to target 2 to 3 competitive House races where the money can really make a difference.
We'll be smart and methodical about how we approach this.
He says the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community is especially upset the civil unions bill was defeated not because of a lack of votes like last year, but by a filibuster approved by the Republican Speaker of the House.
It was really an unfair use of the Speaker's powers, and it didn't reflect his own party's membership wishes.
A handful of House Republicans planned on voting for the measure, but Speaker Frank McNulty recessed the chamber after Democrats tried to call up the bill. It was a dramatic end to the regular session, with civil union supporters booing the Speaker on the House floor. For his part, Speaker McNulty says he understands that emotions run high on the issue of civil unions.
What happened, happened. It is unfortunate, in my opinion, that the governor called a special session, but all of that has happened, and now we look forward to what we can do to make Colorado a better place to live, work, and raise a family, and that's what we're out talking with folks about now.
Lawmakers in both parties acknowledge that voters in this fall's election will likely be focused more on kitchen sink issues, such as jobs and the economy, than gay rights. That's why Fight Back Colorado's Roger Sherman says their campaign targeting GOP House members won't center exclusively on civil unions.
We're still trying to take a look at each potential target race, and then you do an analysis of what might work to make a difference.
Speaker of the House McNulty says it's a shame to bring up other issues in the campaign.
I hope that this social issue hasn't just become a political issue for the Democrats.
But Democrats say it's not about politics. House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver was a main sponsor of the civil unions bill. He's one of 4 openly gay state lawmakers.
Civil unions is about equality for people in our state and for families who are struggling, who need the protections to be able to take care of each other and their children. So it is an important piece of legislation that needs to move forward.
It's something several GOP lawmakers also agree on. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen is one of 6 Republicans who voted in favor of civil unions. But Giroux is the only one facing re-election, and she's already received the endorsement of the GLBT group One Colorado.
When you know people that belong to a particular group and you understand that we're all the same, there's nothing different about a parent wanting to be a good parent or a spouse wanting to be a good spouse.
The conservative group Coloradans for Freedom has also been a strong advocate for civil unions and trying to bring more conservatives into the fold. Spokesman Mario Nicholas worries the bill's failure will energize certain people to vote against Republicans.
We were very concerned about how much money would be put into the campaign, not just money, but also people resources, time walking, time dialing the phones. Throw on top of that it's not just the votes of gay men and women, but it's also going to be their brothers and sisters, their mothers and fathers, their friends.
Nicholas believes the state will eventually have civil unions no matter which party's in charge. There are about 12 competitive races going into November. Democrats have said passing civil unions will be a top priority if they win back control of the House. And over time, the GOP may have less of a choice. Nearly half the delegates at this year's state Republican convention voted to support civil unions, and most voters favor them as well. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.